Welcome back, sports fans, to another Continental Volleyball Conference weekly podcast. I'm your host, Danielle Dwyer, bringing you this week's updates on conference standings, game recaps, and upcoming matchups. I will also be bringing you not one, but two exclusive interviews with this week's CVC Player of the Week and also this week's AVCA Division III National Player of the Week. But before I get to those, I'm going to start off with a rundown from this past weekend's CVC Crossover Tournament, which not only saw its fair share of East versus West Conference matchups, but also showcased some strong individual performances. After dropping their first two matches in the crossover, Stevenson ended the weekend on a high note with a 3-0 sweep over host team Mount St. Joseph. In the win, the Mustangs hit 252 with 45 kills, as Patrick Schuler led the way with 12 kills, and David Moeller finished with 41 assists. The Mustangs currently stand at 6-3 overall. Although Mount St. Joe's fell to Stevenson, the Lions won their first two games of the weekend against Marymount and Karn. While the Lions moved to an overall record of 6-4, freshman outside hitter Alex Voland continues to produce offensively for the team, as he is currently third in the CVC for total kills with 106. First-year program Marymount picked up their first-ever win in the tournament with a 3-0 sweep over Fontbonn. The Saints' offense was nearly unstoppable as they hit 378 with 46 kills and just 12 errors in the win. With this, the Saints post a 1-5 mark on the season. Although Fontbonn's Aaron Grew led the way offensively with 38 kills, averaging just over 4 per set, the Griffins' season debut unfortunately came with 3 losses as they fell to Eastern Mennonite, Teal, and Marymount. While the Griffins just started their season, the Carthage College Redmen appear to be finding their groove after posting a 2-1 performance last weekend with wins over Stevenson and Eastern Mennonite. The Redmen have now won 5 of their last 7 matches and have an overall record of 5-4. The Redmen aren't the only ones finding their groove, however, as the Lakeland Muskies went undefeated in this weekend's tournament, posting wins over number 15th-ranked Teal College, number 11th-ranked Stevenson, and first-ranked Juniata. The wins not only boosted the Muskies to an overall 9-2 mark and an AVCA number 8 ranking, but also led junior outside hitter Alec Redlick to be named this week's Sports Import AVCA Men's Division III National Player of the Week. After posting strong performances both offensively and defensively this weekend, Redlick becomes the first Muskie in the program's history to earn this honor. The 6'1" junior averaged just under 4 kills per set and was one dig shy of earning a double-double against Stevenson as he tallied 14 kills and 9 digs. Defensively, Redlick never had less than 5 digs each match and was perfect in all 53 serve-receive attempts. And with that, here's a quick clip of an interview I had with the National Player of the Week. First off, congrats on being named this week's Sports Import AVCA Men's Division III National Player of the Week.
Yeah, I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. So, Alec, tell me, Lakeland definitely turned some heads this weekend as you guys not only went undefeated, but you went undefeated against 3 ranked opponents. So talk to me about that. How did you all prepare for the crossover tournament knowing who you were going to be up against?
Well, we definitely knew we had to prepare. Because right from the beginning of the season, we knew that these 3 teams that we were going to play were going to be good. So we had tremendous respect for them, and they've all been in the conference already. So we've known kind of what they've done over the years. And so we knew we had to be ready. And we had been playing a couple of D3 opponents, some NAIA opponents prior to this. And so we took some time to kind of figure out our lineup. We've had some new players this year, so we got used to playing with each other. And then we felt pretty good going into the weekend, so we were glad that we were able to kind of take advantage of that and knock off 3 of the top teams in the nation.
Yeah, definitely. It seems that team chemistry is really starting to click right now.
It definitely has, because we have some transfer students, but they're all from Robert Moore, so they're all from the same school. So we have kind of 2 smaller groups, and now that we are all comfortable with each other and we're all friends, it's really starting to click.
And as you mentioned, this is your first year, the first year for Lakeland to be competing at the NCAA Division III level, because the last 17 years have been at the club level against NAIA teams and other club teams like that. How has that transition been, and what do you think the biggest difference is that you see going from that level to competing in the CVC at the D3 level?
I actually kind of looked at it as an advantage. We haven't obviously seen any of these D3 teams before, and they're all very competitive and they're all really good at what they do, but it's kind of cool that we have a bunch of guys who have already been playing together, because a lot of people are like, you know, where did you guys come from? And, well, we've actually been a team for, you know, several years, and this group of guys has been together for almost three now, because the prior 2 years we were mostly a team of freshmen and sophomores, now we're juniors and seniors, and a bit more experienced, and I think that it shows on the court. And then playing against club teams, I don't think we've played anyone that's been, like, as a core necessarily as good at, you know, maybe blocking or something like that as some of the D3 teams are, but there are some really good players in club too who possibly just went to school somewhere and they're really good at volleyball, but they wanted to go to school first. And then, you know, possibly talent-wise, they're right up there with some of the best players in the nation. So that's kind of helped us build our skills too prior to being in D3.
Definitely. So what does it mean to you to be recognized not only for your on-court performance, but also as a student athlete in general?
Well, I guess just around campus, it's really nice to have my professors who have known me in class and they've seen the work that I do and also what the other volleyball players do. As a sport, men's volleyball has been really good on campus. We have a really good team GPA. And so the professor saw that side of things, and now that we've kind of shown it on the court and done really well in the sport too, they're starting to congratulate us on those accomplishments as well. So they're kind of seeing the whole picture now, not just, oh, these are really good students, but also that they're good at what they do and they take a lot of time putting into practice to make sure that we stay up at a high level.
Yeah, and it definitely helps build that community feel on a college campus.
Yeah, Lakeland has like we only have 900 students, so it's already a community. And then when anything happens, especially something of this caliber, it kind of blows up around campus. So it's really cool, I think, being at a small school like this.
That's awesome. I went to a small school as well, so I remember those days. So you were not only honored by the AVCA this week and recognized, obviously, but your team bumped into the number 8 ranking slot. Do you think this puts a target on your back?
I actually got this exact question for myself and one of my teammates won, like, Player of the Week here at our school. And we definitely think that it does put a target on our back, but we're not necessarily, you know, pleased or, you know, we're still hungry, I guess, for rising up higher in the rankings. Like, we're definitely very happy with 8th. We know that could have been lower because we don't have a lot to build off of as far as the season goes. You know, we've won some good games, but it hasn't been a lot of games. So we are kind of expecting lower end, and 8th was pretty high. But we also think that we're good enough to be up there in top 5, you know, moving up even further. So we're hoping that our next big games against Carthage and some NAIA teams, we can, you know, go out there and beat them and hopefully continue to move up. Because the target's on our back a little bit, but we want that target to be, I guess, even bigger. We want to be one of the teams that everyone wants to play.
Right, right. So, again, thank you so much for speaking with me, and best of luck moving forward.
Thank you. Thanks for giving me a call.
Redlick and the Muskies' 3-0 performance not only drew the attention of the AVCA, but also snapped Juniata's 5-match win streak, bumping the Eagles' overall record to 10-2. Prior to the Lakeland loss, the Eagles picked up a pair of wins over Carthage and MSOE. For MSOE, however, the loss to Juniata added to their 5-game rut, as the Raiders also fell to Eastern Mennonite and Karn at the crossover, and now stand at a 2-5 mark on the year. Not only did the Eastern Mennonite Royals post a 3-2 win over MSOE, but also topped Fontbonne in a 3-0 decision. The Royals' only loss came to number 9 ranked Carthage, and they currently stand at 500 with a 4-4 overall record. The Karn Crimson Eagles picked up their lone win of the weekend against MSOE as they fell to Dominican and Mount St. Joe's earlier in the tournament. The Crimson Eagles tallied 45 kills, with 17 of those coming from the hand of Ryan Garvin. Michael Emmon added 18 digs, and John Wilson finished with 30